Economic warnings about the trucker protests. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The U.S. and Canada are concerned the trucker protest over Canada's vaccine mandate could hurt the economy. Already, Ford and Toyota say they're halting some production as the trucker blockade disrupts supplies.
There is no end in sight to the literal and political gridlock in Ottawa, Canada, as the Freedom Convoy truckers vow to remain until COVID-19 vaccine mandates are lifted. One Liberal Party member slamming the policies of the current government as one that stigmatizes and divides people.
Fox's Molly Line in Ottawa. The protest, which started late last month, has caused gridlock in Canada and blocked traffic at the Ambassador Bridge, a supply route for Detroit's car makers and agricultural products. Another U.S. gold medal at the Olympics. Figure skater Nathan Chin wins gold following up his record short program with a near-perfect free skate. Earlier, U.S. snowboarder Chloe Kim took the gold in the women's halfpipe. Americans tired and weary of mask mandates feel as if they won a victory in three more states.
Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Illinois, and New York all announcing changes Wednesday, joining five other states that are also making rollbacks. But masks will still be required in schools in Rhode Island and New York, a decision they say was based on science. Still, the move by Democratic governors to ease masking rules ahead of CDC guidance adds to growing pressure on the agency and the Biden administration to loosen restrictions. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky argues hospitalizations and death rates remain high.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. And the brother of former Yankees star Jason Giambi died Wednesday. Jeremy Giambi, also a former MLB player, was 47. No word on the cause of death. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Russia still not backing down over Ukraine, and now the White House has approved a plan for U.S. troops in Poland to help thousands of Americans likely to flee Ukraine if Russia attacks.
The White House approved a plan to set up tents and checkpoints in Poland just across the border from Ukraine. There are no plans for U.S. forces to enter Ukraine, where there are currently an estimated 30,000 Americans.
What we're encouraging American citizens to do is depart now. Obviously, there hasn't been an invasion, and we don't know that there has been a decision to invade.
Despite intense diplomatic efforts, the Russians continue to strengthen their military positions.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Former Trump White House trade advisor Peter Navarro responds to Wednesday's subpoena from the House committee investigating the Capitol riot, calling the probe a partisan witch hunt, and says as long as former President Trump maintains his claim of executive privilege, he won't cooperate. Dolly Parton announces Dollywood plans to help employees further their education.
A new program announced Tuesday will allow for 100% coverage of tuition and books in many cases. Employees of Dollywood Parks and Resorts will be eligible for the tuition program on their very first day of employment. Beginning February 24th, the new Grow You program will provide full coverage in partnership with 30 learning partners. Eligible programs include business administration and leadership, culinary, finance, and technology and marketing. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the family of Bob Saget reveals his cause of death. They say the Full House star died from head trauma. Authorities concluded Saget accidentally hit his head, thought nothing of it, and went to sleep. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.